You're listening to the Podcast Detroit Network. Visit www.podcastdetroit.com for more information.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, and welcome to
A Whole Lot of Noise
with Jazz and Mo. We are two local Detroiters just bringing you information on current events and life as local Detroiters.
Yes, and our purpose for this podcast is to bring attention and awareness to events that impact our community, our nation, and the world with sincerity, humor, and again,
a whole lot of noise.
So thanks for joining us today.
Absolutely, absolutely.
So Mo, how are you feeling about this new adventure of podcasting?
I'm actually really excited. You know, I did radio for a little bit. And, you know, yesterday as I was doing research, I was just like, man, this is just bringing me back to radio days. So to be doing it with my sister is even better because we always have awesome conversations.
We do.
We also always have awesome conversations.
We do.
I'm really excited. How about you?
Me too. I'm excited. I know the idea originally started because we have such great conversations.
Yeah.
And we were just having one of those conversations one night and we were like, man, we should really be talking about these things with the world.
Exactly. Exactly.
And so that's how this idea of a whole lot of noise became what we're doing today.
Right.
I'm excited.
I am too. I'm just like, wow. Like, I couldn't even sleep last night because I'm like, we're going to do this.
We're going to do it. So shout out to Podcast Detroit.
Yes.
We found out about them while doing research to do our podcast. Mm-hmm. So grateful to them. They have a free podcasting day in Metropolitan Detroit.
Yes.
So we are here at the Royal Oak location.
Yes.
Shout out to them. Shout out to Randy, our engineer who's helping us today.
Hey, Randy.
He's going to help us to make a whole lot of noise just a little bit. Silently.
Yeah.
He's our silent partner.
Absolutely. And just the establishment itself is very homey.
Mm-hmm.
When you walk in, you feel very comfortable. So, and they have great refreshments.
Yes.
Awesome refreshments, water, pop.
Yes. A little bit of
a little libation.
Alcohol.
Yeah. To soothe.
We're not drinking though.
Yeah, no, we're not. We're like this all the time.
But so. Just in case you want to come and do a podcast and you're a little nervous, there are some refreshments
for you. Absolutely, to get you going. So we're just going to get into, you know, introducing ourselves, you know, where we come from, who we are, what we do.
Mm-hmm.
So, Jazz, you want to start us off?
Sure. Okay. So my name is Jasmine McBride. I am a Virginian, so I was born in Detroit but moved to Virginia when I was 8 months old. Mm-hmm. And so my formative years were in Virginia, and then I moved back to Detroit when I was 13.
Mm-hmm.
So I like to say I am a Virginian by way of Detroit.
Mm-hmm.
So I got a little bit of that southern charm.
Yes, you do.
The little bit of that northern rough and tough.
Yeah.
A little grit and grace. Just a little bit.
I like that. Grit and grace.
Grit and grace,
I like
right? That. Just a little.
I like that.
I am in my 30s, and I am a social worker.
Mm-hmm.
So being in social work is very interesting. I'm sure we'll talk about that at some point.
Yeah.
But that's who I am. What about you, Mo?
So my name is Monet Stanfield. I am a East Sider, the original East Sider. Okay, not the original, but I am from the East Side of Detroit.
Mm-hmm.
I am 28 years old. Mm-hmm. Currently, I work in the insurance industry within hospitality, actually hospitals.
Yeah.
So, of course, you know, growing up on the East Side of Detroit was awesome. Literally this morning, I have a playlist that's called, what is this doggone playlist called? It's actually called... Hold on, give me one second.
Mm-hmm. So while Mo is looking for her playlist, this is my question.
Yes.
Since I have been in Detroit,
there's
always the East Side versus West Side.
Yes.
What's the best side?
Yes. And I'm going to go with the East Side. That's how we ride, the East Side.
So I'm just going to rap West Because when I moved here,
I can't believe you.
We were on the west side of Detroit.
Which I get it. I understand.
Yeah.
Especially. That's where you grew up at.
Yeah.
So I get that.
But I think it's always been interesting how it's a thing.
Yeah.
Like, I went to Benedictine High School for 2 years. What up, Benedictine? All my Benedictines.
What in the
Catholic school on deck?
Catholic school on deck.
Catholic school in
town. Oh, no, I'm just kidding.
Right. In the name of the Father, the Son,
and the Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord. We appreciate
thank you. Thank you.
Thank you for that experience. That was awesome.
It was a good experience.
Yeah.
But one of the things I remember is people talking about which side of Detroit they were from.
Mm-hmm.
And it was always interesting to me because in Virginia, that wasn't a thing.
Yeah,
like,
it was just Virginia.
It was just Virginia.
Yeah.
Like, I'm from Portsmouth, and that's it. It wasn't a east, west, north, south. It was just, I'm just from Portsmouth. So when I moved here,
mm-hmm.
I was like, why is this a thing? But it is, it's a thing.
It definitely is. I just think the demographic of people
mm-hmm.
On the east side
mm-hmm.
versus the west side are a little different.
Okay.
So, of course, you know, we have people, or of course, you know, we say the east siders say that, you know, people who grew up on the west side, they're a little bit more flashy.
Where
east
really?
Side, yeah, is a little bit more, or they're, you know, they're a little bit more bougie on the west
bougie.
Side. Yeah, okay. Exactly. And then on the east side, you know, we're a little bit more gritty.
Got
you know?
It.
But it's so funny. Oh, and the name of my playlist is actually called East Side Living. So it's all 90s music.
Yeah.
I literally was listening to it this morning, getting pumped up
yeah.
about our podcast. And I was just like, man, like, it just brought back so many memories. Like, I was going down. I just had nostalgia.
Because mm-hmm.
I always picture me riding my bike.
Yeah.
And just, you know what I mean?
Like,
I picture, yeah, I just
yeah.
picture things like that. When I listen to this playlist. So, yeah, a lot of people say that, you know, the east side is a little bit more grittier
mm-hmm.
Versus the west side. But I just feel like Detroit itself is gritty.
Detroit is
yeah,
gritty.
Yeah, the attitude here, the atmosphere here
yes.
is very like, what up, though?
Right, what
you
up,
though? You
know
what
though?
I mean? What
yeah.
up, though? You
yeah.
know what I'm saying? And you get that from everybody. But I could definitely say it does also have that southern charm. Like, everybody
yeah.
is really like, you know, they're nice and,
right.
you know, we speak to one another.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, I love the east side. I'm going to always love the east side.
Yes.
You know, I go on the west side and I'm like, I don't know where I'm going. You know, I feel very uncomfortable. I feel foreign.
Right.
You
I
know?
Think that's people's experiences because
yeah.
when I'm on the east side,
yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
And it's like street names that I've never seen,
yeah.
never heard of.
Yeah.
And I'm always like, okay, Helen? Oh, it's a Helen street? Oh, okay.
Exactly.
I mean, I know Gratiot.
Yeah. I mean,
that's about it. Hit Gratiot and being like, I'm east side right
exactly.
now. I gotta hit Gratiot.
Exactly.
But
yeah.
I think it's interesting, though, because a lot of people have a perception about Detroit.
Yeah.
We know that Detroit has gone through a lot of things pertaining
yeah.
to finances
mm-hmm.
and pertaining to illegal activity with politicians.
Absolutely.
And for a while, we were kind of at the bottom of
we
the
were.
Boat,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
And people, outsiders, just had this misconception. For one point, or at one point, I lived in North Carolina for 3 years. And when I would tell people that I was from Detroit, they would be like, Detroit.
Right. Right. It's like, what?
Like, oh, do people get shot there all the time?
And it's funny that you said that. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to
yeah.
Interject, but you know, working at the Westin downtown,
mm-hmm.
we had a lot of guests who would come in or people who were interested in staying at the hotel.
Yeah.
And they would call
mm-hmm.
and they would say, you know, is it safe to walk
mm-hmm.
downtown?
Yeah.
And, you know, for somebody to ask you that
right.
about your city,
right.
I got kind of offended. Of
yeah.
course, you know, I couldn't let that show
right.
in the conversation, but it's like, you do realize violence happens
everywhere.
It happens everywhere.
Right.
But, you know, you go downtown and it's a totally different world.
Mm-hmm.
It's like you cross over, what street is that? You go down Gratiot and what's the main street once you cross over into, what street is that? Oh, I can't
think of the street. So it's like Gratiot going towards Brush Street.
Brush, yeah. There's like, yeah, it's just a distinction.
Like
yeah. It's a distinction.
Downtown has become another world.
It's another world.
Yeah.
It's like you entered into
The Matrix. Here in The Matrix.
The Matrix.
It's like reality, The Matrix.
Yes.
Everybody is happy and laughing and walking their dogs.
Yes.
You're like...
and running.
Exactly. You're just running.
At like 5 o'clock.
It's dark outside.
And you're running.
You're running.
Like,
should
okay.
I trip you?
Right.
No, I'm just kidding. I'm not going to trip you.
This is true, though.
You know?
And you're just like... This is not the Detroit that I knew.
Exactly. It's just like the area that's the area itself is just populated with all kinds of people. When you're used to seeing this predominantly African American
community,
and now it's, I mean, and don't get me wrong, we definitely want to embrace inclusion.
Yes.
We want to embrace inclusion.
Yes.
It's always good to see. You know what I mean? It gives you a different perception,
right?
A different perspective. However,
where are the people of color?
Where are the blacks?
Where are the people of color?
Is that okay? Oh, this is our podcast.
Where
are the blacks?
We can say what we want to say.
You know,
we're making a whole lot of noise.
We're making noise. I'm
just
saying.
We're just going to keep it trill.
Mike Duggan.
100.
You know, just thought I'd, you know, throw that in there.
Yeah, yeah, I'm with you.
Yeah.
I am enjoying all of the newness, all of the new restaurants, all of the new salons and experiences that are coming to the city.
Yeah.
I just want it to be diverse.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah, so I definitely understand you're not excluding anyone.
Yeah.
But you have to include everyone.
Exactly.
Right. So, with that being said.
Yeah.
Let's talk about what's been happening in our current nation.
Oh, man. So, you
current
know.
Current events.
Currently, there is a so-called pandemic by the name of coronavirus.
Coronavirus.
Yeah.
So, I'm just going to take a breath on that because I'm one of those people, y'all, where I think too much, right? In my head, I'm like, first of all, where did Corona come from?
Okay.
No, that's my first question.
Okay, your first question.
My second question is, why is it named after beer?
What is wrong with this?
The Corona?
I don't even want to drink a Corona.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm not
like,
drinking.
How did we name it?
Coronavirus.
After the beer.
Now, what I've researched is Corona is actually a multitude of viruses.
Okay.
So basically, coronaviruses are viruses that are transmitted from animals to humans.
Oh.
Yes. So like SARS, MERS.
Yeah.
MERS is a Middle Eastern respiratory infection.
Okay.
Yeah. And so is SARS. SARS was, a severe respiratory infection. And so basically with MERS, that was transmitted from civet cats to humans, and then, SARS was transmitted from, camels to humans.
If y'all could see my face right now.
I'm telling you, because I'm like, wait a minute. So what happened was, so there were these open food markets, these exotic animal markets in Wuhan, China.
Mm-hmm.
And so you have people who deal with these animals, they're exposed to these animals.
Mm-hmm.
And so the coronavirus, which is actually called COVID-19.
Okay, so, and we got numbers.
We got a number.
-19.
Exactly.
Does the 19 mean that's how many viruses are
I don't even know what the 19 stands for.
Okay.
Yeah, because like SARS is SARS-CoV.
Okay.
And I think the COV is just the standard for the coronavirus.
Yeah.
It's a coronavirus. So basically these exotic animal markets, like I say, you have people, you touching your face, you know, they're selling the animals, you know, they're in just in close contact with these animals. And so basically they're saying that this virus in particular actually came from a bat.
A bat. Like the bats in the cage.
Is that what they sound like? The one? Is that how they sound?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. So that's how it was kind of, it was exposed. And so.
And I heard that it was exposed. Now, this could be myth.
Yeah.
That the lady was eating the bat.
I don't know if she ate the bat, because what started to happen is the virus started to mutate once it passed from one animal to the next.
Other.
They're just saying this is a possible resource where it could have started. Where it started. So I don't know if they were eating it, but, you know, of course, some delicacies in different countries,
people eat different things.
Yeah. So, of course, with those type of animals, and they do have a lot of exotic animals over there, you know, they're exposed.
Right.
You know, and the animals, they don't know. They just like, shoot.
I'm just out here.
I'm just here. You know what I'm saying?
Corona and all.
Exactly.
I don't know I got corona.
I don't know. I feel kind of weird, but I ain't going to say nothing about it.
Right. I'm just blind.
I'm just,
living my life.
Exactly. So then, you know, I was reading an article where some people was like, you know, well, is the flu deadlier than the coronavirus,
yeah.
Because the flu has definitely, you know, killed people. So, but research or health sources are, you know, trying to figure out, like, what is really the cause of it, and, you know, like, what they can do. They're trying to find an antidote to it.
Right.
You know, the flu, you get the flu, you know, you get just the common cold, upper respiratory issues, and then, you know, you just kind of got to let it run its course, where the coronavirus, like, you have to, you know, make sure you're constantly washing your hands, you know, try to keep your hands out your face.
Right.
It can cause shortness of breath. Mm-hmm. It can even turn into pneumonia.
Yeah, I heard that.
Yeah.
And that's why some people have passed away, because it starts to really impact your lungs.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, we want you guys to be safe.
Absolutely.
And to be careful. So even though we know that viruses come and go, and we've gone from the swine flu to all these other type of
bird flu. Like, what the? And I'm glad, because we didn't get that here in the U.S.
Yeah.
Were there any cases in the U.S.?
There were cases, but I don't think it was, it has not been like the corona.
Right.
We know that the media also perpetrates things to be more severe
than
they really are.
Yeah.
But we just have to be aware, and we have to make sure that we are taking care of ourselves and our loved ones.
Absolutely.
And all jokes aside, in all seriousness, just make sure you're taking care of yourself, guys, so you can continue to listen to our podcast while we make
a whole lot of noise. Absolutely. So, and then also, I kind of wanted to bring up just if you're going to
travel.
Not travel. Well, even, you know, wherever you are in the world. So, of course, you know, we're really into natural.
Right. Homeopathic.
Yes.
All day.
We're really into natural treatments, health treatments. So, I have definitely been, you know, sharing the knowledge of consuming raw honey.
Right. You told me about this.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And unsweetened almond milk once a week.
Okay.
Take a tablespoon of raw honey and unsweetened almond milk. Of course, the benefits of raw honey, you know, is antibacterial, antifungal.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing with almond milk, is anti-inflammatory.
Mm-hmm.
So we want to make sure that we are keeping our immune systems in order.
Yeah.
Especially if we're going to do it naturally. I think that's the best way.
Right.
To kind of handle it anyway.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's funny because I had the flu like earlier.
Mm-hmm.
In January,
mm-hmm.
you know, and that was my first time having it. And I was like, this is the worst.
It is horrible.
It was horrible. I was like, I can't believe I'm actually going through this. But I think I needed to, you know, experience it.
Yeah.
But yeah, so we want to make sure, just wash your hands. You know, Jash, you work with kids. I'm around patients.
Listen,
people are nasty.
They are, and I love the babies.
Yes.
They be sneezing and wiping their little snot on the sleeve and coming and hugging you.
Yeah.
So, y'all be careful in these streets.
Please be careful. We do not want anything passing on.
Not at all.
Nothing passing on.
We don't want no coronavirus.
No corona.
I don't even want to drink corona beers at this point. Yeah.
Ooh, that's funny.
So, another thing that's been happening in our world, everybody, this probably hit people in different ways.
Yeah.
But we know that Kobe Bryant and his beautiful daughter, Gigi Bryant, passed away in a helicopter crash.
Yeah.
This was at the end of January, right?
Yeah.
And the other beautiful, I think it was 9 people total on board.
Mm-hmm.
And so for us, for me, especially when I'm working with kids, you know, being able to go through the grieving process is so important.
It's very important, yeah.
And so even though I did not know Kobe personally and I didn't know his daughter, it still impacted me.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I'm sure it has impacted all of you.
Yeah.
So people have said a lot about Kobe these last couple of months, and they've talked a lot about what happened in terms of the accident. But I just want to plug it. Just to say, love your family.
Absolutely.
Members. You know,
absolutely.
Love your friends.
Yeah.
Let people know that you care about them.
Absolutely.
We get so busy in life.
We do.
And
we get consumed with ourselves.
Right.
Yeah.
And we look up and months have passed before we've talked to people or hung out or just called to check on people.
Yeah.
And you just never know.
Yeah.
You know, you never know that today could be the last day for somebody. So just check on your family members. Check on your friends. Be good to each other. Be good to yourself.
Absolutely.
And what's that saying? You should give people their flowers
while they're alive.
Mm-hmm. So honor one another.
Yeah.
Definitely honor one another.
Yeah, my sister and I, we actually, and I don't know if this is, I'm not going to say, it's not really morbid. Mm-hmm. We had a death in our family.
Yeah.
Our neighbor, she grew up with my mom.
Oh, wow.
And, you know, she passed.
Yeah.
And so yesterday, you know, we went to the viewing of her body.
Yeah.
And the funny thing was, I wasn't sad.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't sad at all. And I told my sister, I'm like, dang, like, I kind of feel, I don't know if it's because I feel detached,
mm-hmm.
because I've been so consumed with my own issues.
Right.
You know what I mean? But at the same time, like, she literally looked like she was resting.
Wow.
She just looked like she was
at peace.
Peace. Yeah. Like, you know, and, you know, my sister was a little bit more emotional
mm-hmm.
Than I was, because I was just like, you know, it was awesome that we got that opportunity to
right.
know her.
Yeah.
And I was just, you know, I looked at death totally different. Like,
mm-hmm.
this is something that's a part of life. And
it
unfortunately,
is. Yeah.
you know, death comes in different ways.
Right.
And sometimes I think that's what's more saddening than the death itself.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, you know, when I was there, like, she had flowers. Her bouquets were beautiful. They
mm-hmm.
smelled fresh.
Yeah.
And so, you know, when I was there, I was just like, man, like, I could just smell the flowers, how fresh they were. And I was
mm-hmm.
like, man, like, this is what life is.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And unfortunately, yes, we do lose people, but you have to, like you said, just make sure you love on people while they're here. Make
yeah.
sure that, you know, you are being honest and open with people,
mm-hmm.
you know, forgiving people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're really big on forgiving.
Right.
So, yeah, you know, like I said, death is, it's a part of life, unfortunately, but, well, I'm not gonna say unfortunately, because
yeah.
it's fortunate, because we got to be here.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's just
yeah.
how you live your life while you're here.
Amen.
So, yeah. So,
trying
yeah.
Got to stay on that straight and narrow.
Got to stay on it.
Straight and narrow. Just from it. Straight and narrow. Just help us, Lord.
Yes, we're doing fine.
Sorry.
Thank
I
you.
yeah. Y'all just bear with us
yes.
in our craziness.
Yes, we definitely have interesting outbursts. interesting outbursts.
We do, and it's okay.
Yes.
Yeah, because laughter is what's needed in this world.
Man, laughter is such an awesome gift. It really is.
It is, and I find myself
yeah.
laughing. Sometimes.
Man.
At the most inopportune, inappropriate moment.
But sometimes it's like, it's warranted. Like, even though you know in your mind, like, I probably shouldn't be laughing
right,
at this.
Right, right.
It's funny.
It is funny.
It's funny.
And I am a grown woman, and I still get looks from my mama like, stop it.
Exactly.
And I just be cracking up like this. Like, and I can't stop.
It's funny. I think, too, because we're childlike.
Yes.
You know what I mean? I feel like we're 12, honestly.
Yeah.
Inwardly.
I have my days.
I know. I have this. This is me every day, all day.
You know,
yeah.
sometimes I'm an adult. Sometimes I'm not.
Yeah, depending on the situation.
Yeah.
But 9 times out of 10, I'm laughing more than anything throughout
the
day.
Me too. And people don't even know.
Yeah.
Like, I just be in my head cracking up. I'm telling y'all. Like, I just be at work, like, if people knew the thoughts that I have about certain situations,
yeah.
especially highly stressful situations,
yeah, yeah.
I'm like a comedian.
Yes, yeah.
In my head.
Yeah.
Just cracking up.
Yes.
And then I have to catch myself because I'm like, Jasmine, this is not funny. Exactly. This is not.
You probably should.
This is not the time to laugh.
I know. But then it's just sometimes it's like things are so unbelievable that you have to laugh.
You have to because you're just like this. Pause.
Yeah,
this
like, wait a minute. Is this really happening right now?
Like, that's not real.
Like, you tripping.
Can't be real.
We're in a cartoon.
Yeah.
We're in a cartoon. cartoon world.
This is not real.
This is not real.
Yeah. So, laughter is good for the soul.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Speaking of that, let's talk about this new therapy technique.
Yeah.
That is kind of funny.
Yeah.
Maybe a little disturbing for some people.
Well, maybe... Okay, disturbing for people who aren't used to this technique.
Right.
Or who aren't used to using this technique recreationally.
Yeah.
Yes.
Or whose minds are not that open.
Yeah.
Right? Because I'm going to be honest.
Yeah. I'm going to flip.
I don't know. I don't know if this could be me. I don't know if I could take part.
Okay.
In this new type of therapy.
I'm telling you, because I am going to be... a part of these walls.
Listen,
like, I'm going to smush myself.
Disappear. In between the walls.
I can't. I really can't.
Like, I just...
I can't
see myself. So let's tell the people.
So there is a new psychotherapy.
Yes, psychotherapy.
Psychotherapy technique that researchers in the field of psychology, they are trying to implement... psychotherapy with LSD.
LSD,
a psychotropic drug that causes hallucinations. Psychotropic drug that causes hallucinations.
Mm.
Now, in my research, I have found that larger amounts. Now, there are only 3 cases where this happened. Of course, I'm pretty sure there are more.
Right.
But in the research that I found, or just the article that I was reading on CNN, there were 3 women who took past the normal dosage. So one woman took 550 times more.
550. And
times.
She's still living.
She's still alive.
Okay.
Another young lady, she was 15 at the time. She took 10 times the normal dose.
Okay, 10.
And then another woman, she took it her second week. I think she was pregnant.
She was pregnant
and took it.
Okay, hold on.
So she took it while she was pregnant. She gave birth to her son, who is now 18.
And he's
okay. He doesn't have any impairments.
Okay. Good.
Okay.
Because I was nervous.
Yes.
When you told me she was pregnant.
I was too, because I'm like, you really going to take a drug? But then, you know, I've actually talked to somebody, but even though LSD and, you know, marijuana are 2 totally different drugs.
Yeah.
Sometimes pregnant women are prescribed marijuana when they don't have appetites. During a pregnancy.
Yeah. Oh, okay. So, because it increases
the appetite.
The appetite.
Yeah. But you can only do it for so long. Like, maybe, like, the first trimester, you can do it just to help.
I just want to know what the baby is feeling when the mama is smoking.
The baby is probably like, you know what?
You know,
everything feels squishy in here. So.
Is the baby like, you know, because the baby is already floating.
Yeah.
What is it called? The amniotic sac.
Amniotic, yeah.
Yeah, the amniotic.
We're going to learn how to pronounce it.
Amniotic sac.
Amniotic sac.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah.
So the baby's already floating there.
Yeah.
And then you introduce.
A substance.
Mary Jane.
Yeah, that's what the baby's probably thinking.
Right.
That's what the baby's thinking.
You know, the baby is probably just like, I was already floating.
Yeah.
Now I'm just like floating to another level. You know, like, I just want to, you know, remember Look Who's Talking, the movie?
Yes.
The
in the beginning.
Talking?
That's
yes.
funny. That's funny. When they're actually like going through they're
the
growing.
Journey.
Yeah, that's
right.
funny. I like that.
You know,
I like
so
that.
Like, I wonder if the baby's in the mom's stomach like, whoa.
The baby's like, am I still in heaven?
Right. Today is a different day. Something is different.
Mama.
What you
in there doing? But you feed me good, though.
Right.
I appreciate you. Whatever you're doing, keep it going.
Right.
I like it.
I'm a little woozy.
I'm a little woozy, but I'm feeling great.
But I'm feeling great.
Yes.
That is so interesting. Yeah. But he turned out okay.
He turned out fine. Okay. He doesn't have any mental impairments. Like I said, he's 18 now.
Yeah.
And so basically, you know, the article or the authors of the article were saying that, you know, in order for them to actually do clinical research, mm-hmm. they would have to actually give participants
right.
large doses of LSD.
To see what their response
exactly.
will be.
Right. In naturalistic settings. Like, yeah. okay, we have to basically watch you
right.
trip, you know.
So, yeah. Gwyneth Paltrow
yeah.
has this new special on Netflix,
mm-hmm.
right?
Oh, I want to watch it. Now you're about to, I don't even know what you're about to say, but I'm like, uh-oh.
And each show deals with it's like some sort of journey mm-hmm. that the participants are going on.
Okay.
And the participants are members of her staff.
Oh, okay.
That she's known for years.
Okay.
So one particular show is actually geared towards what you're talking about.
Okay.
Now, I don't know if the drug used is LSD. Mm-hmm. I think it's shrooms.
Ooh, yeah.
And so, which is also a, what do you
call it? A hallucinogen or a
right.
psychotropic drug.
Yes, a psychotropic
yeah.
drug.
Yeah.
But, and I haven't watched the show, yeah. but I saw like a trailer of that particular episode. I watched other episodes, but I didn't watch that one.
Yeah.
But it seems that what the therapists are saying is that sometimes we can have experienced trauma in our lives to
yeah.
the point
yeah.
that we don't know how to release it.
Right.
And it's like, it's almost like stuck in our body.
Yeah.
So like talk therapy mm-hmm. helps,
mm-hmm.
but like
it doesn't get to the root. Gotcha.
And so the reason why they are thinking that these therapies using psychotropic drugs would be beneficial to people is so that it can combat other areas in their lives that have been impacted by the trauma.
Right.
So like this one lady, she has really bad panic attacks
okay.
because of trauma she's experienced.
Mm-hmm.
And so they were saying for people who have panic attacks mm-hmm. or phobias
mm-hmm.
that have arisen due to traumas, they're thinking that psychotropic drugs would be the way so that they can ride the wavelength mm-hmm. of whatever's coming
to
them. Right.
Gotcha.
And be able to actually deal with it.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
what they're saying is, in your normal state of mind, you can't deal with the trauma.
Yeah.
But
so that's why you kind of suppress it. And then it just kind of comes out
in whatever,
yeah, whatever
way.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
But if you're under the influence of shrooms or LSD,
mm-hmm.
it's like that part of you that's trying to control
mm-hmm.
that trauma from rising
yeah.
or those memories or thoughts.
Yeah.
It's no longer there.
Right.
So whatever comes up, mm-hmm. whether that's a fit of crying
mm-hmm.
or rage or just whatever you're feeling in your body, like it could just come up and come out.
Yeah.
And then you are able in that moment to release it.
Ugh.
And so they're saying that they're thinking that this could be a new wave of therapy.
Yeah. Yeah.
And as a social worker
mm-hmm.
whose goal is to have her own therapeutic practice at some point. If I'm thinking about it from a therapeutic standpoint,
mm-hmm.
it makes me nervous.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, it makes me nervous because
you don't know the reaction.
And yeah. whatever the reaction may be,
mm-hmm.
like you yourself have to be trained
yeah,
enough
yeah.
to be able to know that if this reaction is A, B, C, or D,
yeah, erratic,
you know,
or,
right,
yeah,
you
yeah.
know you
yeah.
have the tools in place to be able to not curve it, but to not let it go beyond
yeah.
the help that the person needs.
Right. And then it's just, I think that it has to be in a controlled environment.
It definitely does.
It has to be in a controlled environment. But that's what they were saying. Like, you know, they have to, if they're going to do something like this,
mm-hmm.
it has to be in a natural setting, but it's it's kind of like they don't know the exact dose.
Right.
That kind of like they don't know the benefits of
right.
LSD. Like,
yeah.
like you said, even though they're on the drug
right.
as they're going through this traumatic experience,
yeah.
they don't know the benefits.
Right.
So basically, the drug was actually, deemed illegal
mm-hmm.
in the 1960s.
Okay.
It was actually originally used as a blood treatment for your
oh.
blood. Yeah.
Okay.
I guess the United States and the United Kingdom seen that they felt like it wasn't beneficial.
Right.
Because it really wasn't helping any
yeah.
of the disorders.
Okay.
So they had like tens of thousands of people who
yeah.
went through these type of treatments
yeah.
with LSD and
okay.
they didn't see any,
yeah.
nothing really happened outside of them being high.
Got
and hallucinating.
It. Okay.
So my thing is,
mm-hmm.
you know, I try to put myself in these situations.
Yeah.
If I were to go to therapy.
Mm-hmm.
And this was an option.
Mm-hmm.
Personally, because I feel like, and I don't want to say that others aren't in their right minds,
yeah.
you know, for wanting to try this because
right.
it is, you know, it could help some people.
Mm-hmm.
So these young women, they've had positive consequences to the use LSD.
Positive benefits.
Positive benefits.
Okay.
Okay. The lady who did 550 times the normal dosage, she had a pain in her foot
mm-hmm.
since she was like 20.
Mm-hmm.
And then it was gone.
Okay.
It was gone after, but she was high for like days.
Sure.
And then once, exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
Times.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And so once she came down, she said that the pain was gone.
Okay.
But it did come back, but it wasn't as bad as it
extreme.
Was before. It wasn't
okay.
as extreme, yeah. So then the other young lady, the 15-year-old, she did 10 times the normal dosage. She had bipolar disorder.
Mm.
And so, but I think they did it in different forms. So the lady who did the 550 dosage or 550 times the normal dosage, she did it in a powder form. She actually thought it was cocaine, first of all. This is, yeah.
Y'all should see my face.
She thought it was cocaine.
And she did
50 times the normal
cocaine
limit.
Cocaine can stop your heart.
Exactly. She thought it was cocaine. It was LSD.
Goodness.
This other young lady, she did it in the liquid form. So I didn't even know it came in liquid. Well, it would make sense. I mean, they can do it in powder. They can do it in liquid. But she did it in a liquid form, and I guess there were LSD drops in water.
Mm-hmm.
And she drank half, I think maybe like half a gallon.
Okay.
Of water.
Okay.
That contained LSD.
Yeah.
And her friends were like, or people that were around her were just kind of like, you know, she was kind of tripping for a minute.
Yeah.
And so, of course, they called the police. And then maybe after like 20 minutes, she kind of just
calmed down.
She calmed down, and then her dad came.
Okay.
Once they got to, because they did, she ended up going to the hospital, and her dad was like, you know, she told her dad, like, you know, it's gone.
Mm-hmm.
And he was thinking about, you know, just the high that she was getting, the trip that she was on.
Right.
But she actually meant, like, the disorder.
Oh, wow.
Her bipolar disorder.
Wow.
Yeah. So I was like,
that's interesting.
That's very interesting. So, but it's just those type of experiences that I think is really pushing this research to
right.
actually go through, because it did happen. They had it before in
yeah.
the 1940s and 1950s. They actually used psychotropic drugs to help with psychotherapy.
Okay,
you know, just to see how they, you know, how they
right.
would help.
Yeah.
But like I said, it is a level one drug, restricted drug.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? In the United States and the United Kingdom. So
yeah.
it's kind of like,
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know, y'all.
That's what I'm saying.
Because I
feel like one dose.
I'm just stuck on the fact that this lady thought it was cocaine and she still took
she thought it was cocaine.
50 times more than. Okay.
Exactly. And then there's no recorded lethal, or there's no recorded level of how much you can take. Scientists say that it's maybe 14,000 micrograms.
Mm.
That's maybe the legal.
They don't know.
Yeah, and where the recreational use is only supposed to be like 100. 100 micrograms versus 14,000.
Mm-mm.
And this lady took 550 15 times the normal limit.
I'm just glad she's still in the limit.
That's what I'm saying. She did. But then she was kind of addicted to morphine, too. So I guess she kind of cut it. Yeah, she cut it. But then after a while, she started to kind of wean off.
Yeah,
the morphine and the LSD. So I was like, so what is it that's happening chemically in your brain that's like, okay, this isn't hurting me anymore once you do this drug?
I don't know, but we're going to move on to something different because that's just...
It's crazy.
It's just crazy, y'all.
It is.
So...
Yeah.
Okay. Just got to get my mind right. Okay. I'm like, how should take 500? Anyway, y'all.
Yeah.
So... Yeah. We are grateful for you tuning in today.
Yes, listening
to our first podcast.
Yes.
Moving forward, we are going to continue to talk about current events.
Absolutely.
We're going to also bring in a little bit of our faith.
Yeah.
Where would we be without Jesus, our Lord and Savior?
Absolutely.
And we know that we have listeners who may not be Christian, and we are definitely okay with that.
Absolutely.
Whomever you choose to serve.
Yeah.
It's your business.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
We will be talking about relationships. To be or not to be committed. That's going to be good.
You know what?
It's a lot of situationships.
It's a lot of situationships, and sometimes they're fun. You know what I'm saying?
I wasn't rhyming.
To be young and in a situationship, you know, you're just like, I could do this for a while. However,
this can't be forever.
It can't be forever. And Lord, forgive me, Lord. You know I don't need to be in no situation.
Listen,
exactly. Jesus, forgive me.
Moving on.
Exactly.
Health is wealth.
Health is wealth.
So we'll be talking about keeping your mind, your body, your
self-love,
spirit.
Self-love. Absolutely.
You're so healthy. Yeah,
absolutely.
Okay. And then we'll talk about social media.
Mm-hmm.
Will the real people please stand up?
Yes, please stop catfishing.
Listen.
Don't be out here catfishing.
Stop capping.
You do not have to perp. Stop perping for people. You ain't got to perp for nobody.
And stealing folks' money.
You know what I'm saying?
Like, and what's wrong with you?
I mean, and then how many takes? Because you know it takes a while for us to take photos.
Right.
Now, you know that booty don't look like that in real life. I'm just saying.
Because we have these beauty apps.
We do.
That enhance everything. And you don't even look like the same person when it's done.
Exactly.
And then you'd be mad, like, why he don't really want me? Why she don't want me? My ninja. Because you don't look like that in real life.
You don't look like that.
Stop.
Man, you better embrace the booty you got.
Listen.
If you want to, you know, I'm very big on doing things naturally.
Listen.
We're big on natural enhancement.
And if you want to enhance, just don't look crazy in
these
streets.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, you have the right.
Yeah.
Do what you want with your money.
Yeah.
But when you start looking like the cowardly lion, we got it problem.
I'm telling you. And then, you know, just the waist trainers. Even
yes.
that sometimes, I think it's gotten a little bit out of control because the stomach is so small, the waist is so small,
right,
that the booty
looks
unnatural. And it might be your natural booty.
Unnatural.
I'm sorry, I keep bringing up booties, but I just I've seen so many, like, you know, when you think about a butt in that way, you know, you think about strippers, you think about people who actually get the, but when you see it on a normal basis, it's like, wow, people are really having this done.
They are.
Really have
it's become the new thing.
It's the new thing. Okay, we're gonna get away from booties. I'm sorry, y'all.
All I keep thinking about is, ooh, that dress so scandalous.
Ooh, that booty just looking nasty.
That's like what, baby,
say it again. She had dumps like a chuck. That's like what,
all night long.
Let me see that thong.
Okay, y'all.
By the way. I would not ever see a man with a navel tattoo. Cisco had a navel tattoo.
Mary
had a navel tattoo. Cisco. Ooh, his navel, Lord.
I think Cisco was creating a new wave that we weren't ready for.
We weren't ready for it, but it was hype for the time.
It was hype for the time. Cisco, where you at, son?
Cisco.
Okay, and then we'll be talking about image.
Yeah.
Dr. Seuss has this quote that I absolutely love. It says, "You are you, and that is truer than true. Mm-hmm. There is no one alive that is youer than you."
Keep it real with you. Keep it real with yourself. You. Be yourself. That's all you
got
to do.
That's all you got to do.
There is nobody but you.
Nobody but you.
Yeah.
And then we'll also have a call to action during each podcast show where we're just going to just kind of bring you back to a place of what's the point of this podcast?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And so one of the things that we want to focus on is what are you going to do about whatever it is, whatever situation you're in?
Mm-hmm.
What are the steps you're going to take in order to move forward?
Right. Be the change that you want to see.
Yes.
Be the change you want to see.
Job, becoming an entrepreneur, therapy, relationships. Like, what are you doing so that your life can be better?
Exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
So we just want to take the time to shout out all of our listeners.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank y'all for tuning in.
We hope you enjoyed this podcast.
Absolutely.
And we want to say thanks for kicking it.
Yes. Thank you, Podcast Detroit.
Yes.
Thank you, Podcast Detroit, for allowing us to come in.
Yes.
You know, in our trial run of our podcast.
Yes.
Doing our trial run of our podcast.
Yeah.
So hopefully.
It was fun. It wasn't as bad as I thought.
Man, I'm telling you, I was nervous, but I was like, oh, shoot. And then once we actually started, I'm like, okay.
Right.
This is cool.
This is cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like it.
Because we're just talking.
We are just talking. We always talk, y'all.
We do. We be having deep conversations.
Deep conversations.
We be like, that was good.
That was good. That should have been on our podcast.
Right.
I mean, you know, we might have to cut some stuff in a little bit.
Right.
But you know.
Yeah.
It's all good.
It's all good.
Yes.
And then hopefully we'll have some guests
Absolutely.
On our show.
Yeah. Yeah.
Talk about different things.
Absolutely.
What's happening. Some people who are experts.
Absolutely. Sharing some knowledge. We definitely want to share knowledge on our show.
Yeah.
You know, it's the point of the show, making noise about the knowledge and what's going on in our world, what's happening in our generation.
Yes.
What's currently happening in our generation.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
We definitely want to share that.
Yeah.
We want to share that, absolutely.
We thank y'all for listening
today. Thank y'all.
Thanks for kicking it with Jazz.
And Mo.
And helping us make a
whole lot of noise. Make a noise, baby. All right, y'all. Stay tuned.
We love y'all.